So usually, Tainis Esther falls the day before Purim. Yudalid Adar, the 14th of Adar is Purim, and the 13th of Adar is Tainis Esther. However, this year, when Purim falls out on Sunday, so we can't fast the day before Purim because the day before Purim is Shabbos. The only time we fast on Shabbos is for a biblical fast day called Yom Kippur. In fact, I think that Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos this coming year as well. Even Tisha B'Av and Yitzayin Tammuz, what we do is we, if it falls out on Shabbos, and when one falls out on Shabbos, they both do, we push off Tisha B'Av from Shabbos to Sunday. So the Mishnah says in Tainis, Ma'achrin Melo Magdimin. But it comes to Tisha B'Av, we push off the fast. In other words, instead of pushing, let's say you can't fast on Shabbos, so we don't say, okay, let's fast on Friday or Thursday, we push it off to Sunday. So why are you ma'achrin velo makdimin? Why do you push it off and not make it closer? So the Gemara says, because we don't want to be makdim pruni yosef, that obviously Tisha B'Av is a time of avelis, of onshin, it's not a happy time. And therefore, when it comes to sad things and punishments and all that, we want to push off, not bring in early. So since Tisha B'Av is the ultimate day of Avelis, it's the universal day of Avelis, therefore, instead of fasting, well, we can't fast on Shabbos, so instead of moving it up to Thursday or Friday, we move it forward to Monday. So that's the Mishnah in Tainis. And we know the Mishnah, we learn out from the Mishnah in Tainis, Mishnah Nichnas Av Mematim B'Simcha. When the month of Av begins, we minimize our joy. And the converse is Mishanichnas Adar Marbim B'Simcha. And so the opposite is when Adar comes, we're Marbim, we increase our Simcha. So too, over here, it's the same type of contrast. But the only thing is, on Purim, we, as we said, instead of, let's say, Titus Esther should have been on Shabbos. So, but you can't push it off to Sunday because that's Purim. So maybe you say, I guess you can't fast Shusha on Purim either. So I guess in theory you'd have to push it off to Tuesday. Why don't we push it off to Tuesday? Because Tainis Esther is a Tainis Yo Simcha. It's, so to speak, a happy fast day. All the other fast days, at least the four major fast days, Som HaRavi, the Som of the fast of the fourth month, Yud Zayin Tammuz, the fast of the fifth month, Tisha B'Av, the fast of the seventh month, Som Gedalia, the fast of the tenth month, Azor B'Tavis. So those are all after the Churban HaBayis. So therefore, it's days of mourning in Avelis. And Tisha B'Av clearly is. Yom Kippur is in its whole different league. Tainis Esther is different. It's what they call a Tainis Yo Simcha, because it's actually a happy occasion. So therefore, since it's a Tainis Yo Simcha, so the hope, why do we push off? We push off something which is sad and bad. But something which is happy, we want to be makdim. You know, kol hakodem zachi, you have something good, you want to bring it forward. So Tainis Esther is a happy day. You don't have to be happy about the fasting, but you could be happy about that they changed the clocks and the fast starts 6:25 instead of 5:25. Now you could get up and go to Timmy first and have your breakfast. So there are reasons we could find pockets of happiness. It's not the actual fasting we're happy about, but it's the actual day itself. So we make it early. When do we make it? So we know we have it on Thursday, but that's not so simple. It's a machlokes rishonim. When, on a day when Tainis Esther falls out on Shabbos, so some say, so you fast, okay, fast on Friday. That's the next day you move it back to. And others say, no, you can't fast on Friday. We have a general rule. The rabbis weren't misaken a fast on Friday. There's only one exception. Is Astara B'Tavis. There's a famous Avid Droham which writes that if Astara B'Tavis would fall out on Shabbos, we fast on Shabbos. We can't prove or disprove him because it never falls out on Shabbos, the way our calendar is set up. But we do see from the that we do something we usually don't do. We fast on Friday. Why do we fast on Friday? We never fast on Friday. Because it says, Be'etzem hayom hazeh, they learn on the Efa, you can't push off the fast day. So Asar B'Teva is an exception to the rule that we don't fast. So we don't fast on Fridays because we don't want to enter Shabbos exhausted and starving. On the other hand, we don't want to have a big meal either Friday. In fact, the Magen Avraham quotes from the Shua that many have a minhag not to eat meat on Friday. Of course, when Purim falls on a Friday, it's okay. But a regular Friday, some have a minhag, the Magen Avraham quotes it, not to eat meat, because you want to enter, you want to enjoy the ribs, you know, the yemei, the ribs and the steak and everything you want to enjoy on Shabbos. So in fact, they point out that could be the minhag Yisrael. Again, I'm not saying minhag Yisrael as in a halachic way at all. I'm just making an observation that there are many people, and basically growing up was, you know, basically, again, it wasn't like I never would, but generally speaking, Thursday night we had dairy, not meat. It was kind of extending the Magen Avraham. I guess if you go by Friday and the day begins at night, so perhaps maybe that's the minhag Yisrael. Many people to even have dairy Thursday night because for this Magen Avraham. But either way, we don't want to enter Shabbos fasting. We don't want to enter Shabbos hungry. I mean, full either. So therefore, so some say the first day is Friday. The other person says, no, you can't. We don't set up a fast day on Friday, so we fast on Thursday. And the other opinion says, I agree with you. We don't institute a fast on Friday, but who's instituting it? That's the way it falls out. Tanya's Esther's on Shabbos, so the first possible day you could fast is Friday. It's not me doing it, that was the Takana. So that's a major machlokas we've shown him when we should fast. So therefore, hence our minhag is we fast both Thursday and Friday. I'm just kidding, making that one up. But our minhag is we follow Thursday. But it's a fact of Chaim Soloveitchik, who was a Levi, and so was his one of his grandsons or great grandsons, Rav Chaim, the one who was here. He was also a Levi, so it fits in. The Soloveitchik seemed to be Leviim, and he used to take away my Aliyahs. But either way, so Rav Chaim, because Briskos are machmir in general about many things, Rav Chaim was machmir, not so. Let's say this year, so Tanya's Esther is going to be on Thursday. So we have Kriyas HaTorah in the morning anyway, even though we're going to read a different Kriya. But, okay, so we have a Kriyas HaTorah, so he would take an Aliyah. But at Mincha, Thursday afternoon, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik told people, don't give me Levi, because he was choshish for that shita, that really maybe today isn't Tainis Esther, and it'll be a blessing in vain. I don't have that Chumra, and I'll be happy to take the Aliyah. I might be the only Levi fasting tomorrow anyway. But either way, but that was Rav Chaim's Chumra based on the fact that since it's a machokas, it was Thursday or Friday, so therefore, even though we assume Thursday and that's what we go with, nevertheless, he went ahead and he was machmir.